part of my religious identity as a Sikh is a turban, uncut hair, so I have a beard. And so for my entire life growing up, people have often perceived me to be Muslim based on their stereotypes of what a Muslim looks like.
That's Simranjit Singh, assistant professor of religion at Trinity University in Texas. He's a practicing Sikh who came to West Michigan invited by GVSU's Kauffman Interfaith Institute. Singh's argument is that political tensions have created a new category of targeted people in the United States.
There is a new racial category in post-9/11 America of the apparent Muslim, anybody who looks Muslim. And this brings together Muslims, Sikhs, South Asians, Arabs, people who fit the basic stereotypes of what a Muslim looks like.
These stereotypes are dangerous. 2 years ago, a Sikh man in Grand Rapids was shot in the face because of stereotypes. And just last fall, a Sikh store clerk was shot and killed in Jackson. But Sikhism and Islam are completely different faiths with different scriptures and everything. Sikhism is from northern India, not from the Middle East. To understand it better, I asked Singh for a teaching within Sikhism that he thought would improve society if it was well understood.
Well, I think one of the things I love about the Sikh tradition is this emphasis on pluralism, that in our tradition, one does not have to be of a particular religion to achieve enlightenment. The real path to enlightenment is through the practice of love.
Mariano Avila, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.